you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you still doing here?
Dude, what are you doing here?
What the hell am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What's going on, everybody? This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on this spectacular Wednesday morning, May 17th, 2023. 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning as the day has finally arrived. Eastern Conference Finals begin tonight in earnest in Boston at TD Garden. So the million-dollar question I want to start off the show with, and it's a question that I posted on Twitter at Shukri Wright. Follow me if you haven't already. How are you feeling going into this series? Because if there was a time to talk about what are your overall thoughts and what are your overall feelings about the Celtics as they get ready to face the Miami Heat in the best of seven, now is the time to talk about it. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I'll answer my own question to start the show, and I will say that going into game number one tonight, I'm feeling good. I am feeling good about this team. I'm feeling good about the Celtics' chances to win the Eastern Conference Finals and advance to the NBA Finals for a second straight year. However, it does not mean that I don't have concerns. But going into game one tonight, which is in about 11 and a half hours from now, I am feeling confident that this team can get the job done. I'm feeling confident that the Boston Celtics are able to put the issues behind them of the first two rounds and beat the Miami Heat. I'm confident that Jason Tatum will be able to take Sunday's masterpiece performance in Game 7 against the Sixers and carry it through this Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully beyond. But with all of that being said, where should I begin in terms of my overall thoughts and my concerns for this Boston Celtics team? What I am concerned about is their ability to not beat themselves. And the reason why I want to start off with this is because now that we are now in the conference finals round of the NBA playoffs, given that the Western Conference Finals began last night with the Denver Nuggets beating the Lakers in Game 1 to take a 1-0 series lead, I have this prevailing thought this morning that the Celtics, in terms of the final four teams remaining, Celtics, Heat, Lakers, Nuggets, Celtics are far and away the best team remaining out of the four in the NBA playoffs. So that should tell you that the Celtics should have a simple and easy path to the NBA Finals and winning banner number 18. right? Not so fast. Here's the reason why I am concerned. I feel good about this team, but I am concerned about the Celtics' ability to not beat themselves. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen enough playoff basketball in this first two rounds for the Boston Celtics. You saw it in round one against the Atlanta Hawks, which went six games, which, to be brutally honest, shouldn't even gone that long. The series should have been over in four. You saw it in round number two, the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Sixers. The games that the Celtics were able to win, they dominated, with the exception of game six. It took a miracle in the final four and a half minutes of that game in the fourth quarter for the Celtics to squeak out a win in game six. But when they're playing well and they're playing their brand of basketball, it's not a team in the NBA that can beat them. The Heat can't beat them. The Nuggets can't beat them. The Lakers can't beat them. Yes, I'm very well aware of the fact that the Heat came into TD Garden back in January and beat the Celtics. But we're talking about playoff basketball. And all of what you saw during the first two rounds in terms of getting too happy at the three-point line, getting too complacent with selling for jump shots, not attacking the rim, turning over the basketball. You cannot do that against this Miami Heat team because they will make you pay. And ladies and gentlemen, another thing as well, prepare for a defensive battle because this Miami Heat team is not your prototypical eight-seeded team. They're just happy to be here. No one expected them to be there. They're just like, we know what, we're here. Look at us. We're the little engine that could. This is the Miami Heat we're talking about. This is a team that's coached by Eric Spoelstra, one of the absolute best head coaches in the NBA, and dare I say, one of the absolute best head coaches in the NBA this generation, no questions asked. And someone who, by the way, has historically given the Celtics absolute grief. And I'm talking about in terms of strategies and so forth. You want to go back to 2012? Have at it. Yes, you can. But obviously that was a different era and a different time in the NBA. But especially in terms of Miami Heat basketball. That was during the LeBron James, the Chris Bosh, and as well as a Dwayne Wade era. But if you want to talk about within recent years, Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat have given the Celtics fits. Go back to 2020 in the NBA COVID bubble, Eastern Conference Finals. Eric Spoelstra basically just said, hey, we're not the Celtics, but our guys, our threesome of Tyler Hero, who will miss at least the beginning part of this Eastern Conference Finals, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, I expect that those guys are going to give the Celtics problems. And guess what? They did in 2020. Fast forward to last year. They were a problem. Yet again, the Heat were Jimmy Bucket Butler shot away from upsetting the Boston Celtics and advancing to the NBA Finals. Now, here we are in the Miami Heat, who by and large had a very underwhelming regular season. We're talking about a team that got to Game 7 of the Conference Finals last year. Many people expected that the Miami Heat would be better than what they were this past season, but this was a team that struggled during the regular season. A large part of it was because of their offense. Now, this is a team that is getting it done offensively despite not having Tyler Hero for a large chunk of the playoff run for the Heat so far, despite the fact that they are missing Victor Oladipo off the bench, who is going to miss this entire postseason due to injury, unfortunately, And despite the fact that they've had to rely upon Kyle Lowry, the aging veteran who has been in a much more expanded role for the Miami Heat. So I say all of that as we are now 11 and a half hours away from tip-off of the Eastern Conference Finals at TD Garden. Expect a war. The mistakes that the Boston Celtics were committing in rounds number one and round number two, they can ill afford to commit those mistakes. Turning over the basketball cannot happen. If they turn over the basketball in this series, much less game one against the Heat, they'll lose. Why? Because the Miami Heat and the way that they play, they are constructed to force turnovers. And if you've been watching the Heat throughout their postseason run so far, in round one against Milwaukee, in round two against the Knicks, this is what they've done well. They create turnovers. And the Celtics, in their losses, when they have had some frustrating losses, what was one of the major culprits? Turnovers. So, yes, I'm going to beat this point like I'm beating over a dead horse, because I'm sure every Celtics fan who is listening to this program, I'm sure that everyone else who follows the NBA, who's listening to this show right now, can all agree when the Celtics are bad, it is because of one of three reasons. Turnovers, number one. Number two, they're not aggressive in the paint. Number three, and I think this is a low-key, a really important point here. Number three, they are absolutely not committed on a defensive end of the basketball. Because if you go back to Game 7, and there were a few things that stood out to me in that Game 7 in regards to the Celtics. You know what? One of the things that stood out to me was their defensive commitment, especially guarding against Joel Embiid, against James Harden. Despite the fact that P.J. Tucker was a factor in the first quarter in Game 7, outside of that, the defensive intensity for the Boston Celtics really clamped down on the Philadelphia Sixers. And what you saw was arguably their best defensive effort throughout this entire postseason by the Boston Celtics. When the Boston Celtics are at their absolute best, it is not when they're shooting threes. You can say that's one of the reasons why they are relentless and pretty damn good offensively, sure. But you can also say, when they're able to turn defense into offense and when they feed off the steaming defense, that is when they're at their best. You saw it in their wins this postseason, and when you've seen their losses, it is glaring. That's why I say, as I begin the program talking about the Eastern Conference Finals as it begins tonight, it is going to be a war. It is going to be a battle of unlike anything that the Celtics have had to face so far this postseason. And I think a large part of it is because of who they are about to go up against. It's not just only Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. No. Oh, no, 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 no. We're going up against Eric Spoelstra, who, dare I say, is probably the best coach in the NBA when it comes to coming up with different defensive schemes against teams in the NBA. And on this final point during this segment, and that's why the head coaching matchup between Joe Mazzulla and Eric Spoelstra is one that you absolutely should be keeping an eye out for starting tonight. You see that Joe Mazzulla is growing into the role that he has as a head coach. But he's going up against a guy who dare I say, he is a chess master. I would dare say that he's the Bill Belichick of NBA defense. But that is one of the factors going into game one tonight, and as well as this series, as the Eastern Conference Finals gets underway tonight at TD Garden. Game one, tip off at 8:30 p.m. I cannot wait. I am genuinely excited. Celtic fans, how are you feeling? The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. We're going to take a music break here. Coming up next, what are some matchups that the Celtics should be keeping an eye out for this Eastern Conference Finals? I'm going to tell you a couple of them that stands out to me and why you should pay particular attention to those matchups starting tonight. That and much more coming up next, and your phone calls here in the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts. Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die. I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die.
this are blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my carpet, it's in and outside. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me. I'm blue. And everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue.
Worry your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call on is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show as we open the program talking about overall thoughts, feelings on the Eastern Conference Final, which officially gets underway tonight at TD Garden in Boston. Celtics Heat. I said that it was going to be an absolute war. I said that it was going to go seven games. I expected to go seven games. And this is not going to be an easy matchup for the Boston Celtics. And one of the things that I highlighted in the first segment was that if they are not beating themselves, they are the best team in the NBA remaining out of the final four teams right now between the Celtics, Heat, Lakers, and Nuggets. Celtics, if when they don't beat themselves, they are the best team left. And I did express concern in regards to the Celtics' ability to not beat themselves because there have been, you know, like examples, extreme examples of when the Celtics play well versus when they don't play well. When they don't play well, they beat themselves. Whether if it's the players on the court or Joe Mazzulla making questionable coaching decisions and so forth. We've seen the Jekyll and Hyde that has been this postseason so far for the Boston Celtics. Which is why towards the end of the first segment, one of the things that I mentioned was the mistakes that the Celtics have been making, and I'm talking about self-inflicted wounds at that. They can't afford to make it during this round against the Miami Heat. Because this is a Miami Heat team that will absolutely make you pay. And they have the matchups to be able to do exactly just that. And one of the matchups that I really want to touch on that I think that is going to be worth keeping an eye out for as we get ready for the conference finals tonight at TD Garden for the Boston Celtics is specifically Jimmy Butler against whoever the Celtics send out to guard against him. But especially Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo against Tatum and Brown. That's the first matchup I want to keep an eye out for. Because the one thing that has stood out to me watching the Heat during this postseason run is that the Heat, they do a masterful job of creating fouls and creating contact in the paint, which leads to them going to the free throw line. Case in point, Jimmy Butler averages more than 10 free throws per game, especially in the second round against the New York Knicks. And I thought about that because the Celtics, when they're not creating issues for themselves where they're getting themselves into foul trouble, they know how to play lockdown defense. They can play lockdown defense, but you have to be very wary of especially defensively in the paint, because Bam Adebayo is a type of player in which that he will create contact, but he has no fear of driving in the paint. He has no fear of utilizing his mid-range game. And you know something else as well? And I alluded to this in the first segment. Spoelstra, I think of him as the Bill Belichick of NBA defenses. Because for me, I'd be hard-pressed to find a better coach in the NBA who is better at scheming defenses than Eric Spoelstra. Right now. I'm talking about right now. I can't think of anybody else. But going back to Eric Spoelstra for a moment, one thing I will guarantee that he is going to do is that he is going to try somehow, some way, to take the ball out of Jason Tatum's hands. And Celtic fans, let me ask you the following question. What is the one thing that, despite Jason Tatum's offensive prowess, what is the one thing that worries you about Tatum? Turning over the basketball. The same can be said for Jaylen Brown as well. The same can be said about the team as a whole. The Celtics, when they beat themselves, they have had a propensity of committing a lot of live ball turnovers. They cannot do that in in this Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. They can't do it. They can't afford it. Because this is a Miami Heat team that capitalizes off turnovers. Whether you want to admit it to yourself or not, that's entirely up to you. But they have absolutely gave the Knicks problems in round two in that series between the Heat and the Knicks, because they were constantly going to the free throw line. But it also helped that they were able to neutralize Julius Randle. Julius Randle wasn't even much of a factor in that series against the Heat. Why? Because of the defensive scheming of Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat's perfect execution of said defensive scheme. So, if you're looking ahead to tonight, if you're looking up and you're thinking to yourself, well, what are some matchups I should be looking out for? I said number one, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler against Tatum and Brown. That's your first one. Number two, in a way I kind of talked about it a little bit, Eric Spoelstra against Joe Mazzulla. Now, I want to go to Joe Mazzulla for just a moment here, because I talked about Eric Spoelstra's ability to coach and that he is just, He's just spectacular. He's really one of the best coaches in the NBA. We talked about how good he is in terms of scheming defenses against different opponents, making the adjustments and so forth. But what I am curious to see, how Joe Mazzulla is going to make the adjustments that is going to be required of him during this series against the Miami Heat. That is a legitimate question that I do have. Because if there's one thing that I am concerned about when it comes to Joe Mazzulla, specifically as we go into the Eastern Conference Finals, his ability to make timely adjustments. I mean, I don't think I'm crazy to bring that point up, but I do think it's important to talk about that a little bit. I don't think it should be a problem during this series, knowing what the stakes are, knowing that, hey, the margin for error is slim to none. But I would hope that Joe Mazzulla doesn't make the same mistakes that he made against the Sixers, not calling timeouts when he should call timeouts, not making the adjustments when he should be making adjustments, and not being afraid to make the gutsy calls. Which is why, personally, Spoelstra against Mazzulla, the coaching matchup, fascinating. Very fascinating. And the third one for me, in my opinion, is going to be not so much the stars in this series between the Heat and the Celtics. My third matchup I'm looking out for is going to be for the Heat, Gabe Vincent, Lowry, Martin, Duncan Robinson, and Max Struss versus Brogdon, Derek White, Marcus Smart, and basically the rest of those guys. Because I mentioned specifically Vincent, Struss, Robinson, and Martin, because those guys, those are three-point threats. Those are guys that can shoot the three. Those are guys that, if you're not careful in terms of being better defending the three-point line, those guys can burn you, especially long range. Which is why, if you are the Boston Celtics, outside of Tatum and Brown, because you can basically pencil in what you're going to get from Tatum and Brown, you need your supporting guys, as I mentioned, Malcolm Brogdon, your Sixth Man of the Year award winner, Marcus Smart, your current Defensive Player of the Year award winner from last year, as well as Derek White, as well as Grant Williams. You need those guys to hit their shots. Because if those guys are not hitting their shots, it's going to make the Heat's job a lot more easier on their end of the floor. And you don't want to get into that kind of game. Because if you do, it's a game that it may not go your way. The Heat know how to make teams pay when they don't hit their shots. How? Suffocating defense. How? As I mentioned, this is a team that can shoot the three. But they're not heavily reliant on the three. And that in itself is what makes them even more dangerous. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the Sugar Ray Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. As we're heavily talking about the Celtics Eastern Conference Finals matchup against the Miami Heat, in which there's a lot to look at. Coaching matchup, personnel matchup, scheming matchups, all of that. And I'll ask you this question, Celtic fans. Who's your conference final MVP? There was one last year for the first time. If the Celtics win the Eastern Conference Finals and advance to the NBA Finals, who's your MVP? I'll let you call in and share with me your thoughts on that. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the Shukri Wright Show here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So we're going to take a music break here. And coming up next, There were some things that I came across last night as I was getting ready for today that caught my attention, all the while led me to believe that there's something cooking. There's definitely something cooking. I'll tell you exactly what that is coming up next here in the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, South Street Farm Radio.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. We'll be right back. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as we are now in the home stretch of the final 15 minutes of hour number one of the program, as I will take you just right up until around closer to 10 a.m., which we'll break again, and then get ready for hour number two of the show. So I teased it at the end of the previous segment, in which that as I was getting ready for today, that I saw something yesterday that really caught my attention and got me really surprised. It opened my eyes up a little bit. And, you know, oftentimes we see news and sometimes we'll react, sometimes we don't react. But in this case, this one definitely got me in a place where I reacted like, oh, huh, really? Okay. So, in case if you haven't heard by now, in case if you haven't seen it by now, the Philadelphia 76ers fired Doc Rivers. They fired him yesterday, after the Sixers failed to hold on to a 3-2 series lead and advance to their conference finals for the first time since 2001. Why did it surprise me? Why did it elicit such a reaction, you would ask? Well, here's why. Because, and I said this to my best friend yesterday, and I was telling her that I'm surprised it even lasted 48 hours. Because, you know, Doc Rivers, I thank him forever and always for 2008. That was 15 years ago. The last championship that the Boston Celtics won, he was the head coach, in which that he had the big three, obviously, with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. But outside of that, His playoff records in Game 7 are absolutely putrid. In fact, it's the worst in NBA history. He is now 6-10 in Game 7s. And then, oh, by the way, it doesn't help matters at all that Doc Rivers has had a penchant for blowing series leads throughout his entire playoff career. He did it with the Clippers. He did it with the Sixers. And, I mean, my goodness. It surprises me because when you lose in the manner that the Sixers lost on Sunday, it's very hard for me to sit here and to look at him and say, outside of that one championship, you are an absolute loser. You are an absolute loser. You're a loser when it comes to the big moments. You get rattled by the big moments. In fact, you've had stars quit on you in big moments. You've had stars completely just disappear. Like they don't want to be seen. They don't want the limelight. Case in point, James Harden. Because I asked this question yesterday and I was having an off-air conversation with someone. Where the hell does James Harden go when the spotlight shines brightest? Like, where does he go and hide? Because it's amazing. And I don't mean this literally, but it is truly amazing to see how James Harden, a former MVP, future Hall of Famer, absolutely disappears in critical moments, in critical games, and in the bigger the game gets, the smaller he performs. You're not going to win Game 7s or any NBA playoff game where you're only scoring 9 points. It's not going to happen. And then, oh, by the way, Joel Embiid only had 15 points. And this goes back to my point about superstars quitting on their head coach. That was it. What does that tell you? And why I reacted the way that I did strongly is because I'm not upset by the firing. I know folks like Stephen A. Smith that are out there saying, I thought they shouldn't have fired Doc Rivers. Well, I'm thinking to myself, you're absolutely crazy. How many more chances is Doc Rivers going to get? At some point, you got to ask yourself, why are the players coming up so small in such big moments in the playoffs when this is a repeated pattern behavior over and over again? Why is this happening? Because if you're not going to point the finger at Doc Rivers, then who are you going to point the finger at? Because at some point, you got to look at him and say, hey, like, why aren't these guys getting up for these big moments? These are the moments that legends are made, right? So where are the top guns? Oh, that's right. There's a bunch of missing in action posters surrounding Broad Street down in Philly near Wells Fargo Center. Missing in action. Joel Embiid and James Harden. Where are they? Like an old Western movie-style poster on the street lamps of Philadelphia, which they won't be greased for quite some time, probably not until the fall at earliest when it comes to the Phillies. But my goodness, for those that are defending Doc Rivers and saying, oh, he shouldn't be fired, I'm sorry. At what point are you going to say this has become too much of a pattern here? We got to make changes. And you know what's also hilarious in that same breath as well? Joel, trust the process, Embiid. Trust the process of shrinking in game sevens. Trust the process of not coming up huge in big games and big moments. Trust the process when it comes to going to the media after the game saying that, well, like, me and James Harden can't carry the load. We need guys, all the guys that are on the team are going to get better and so forth. Buddy, you are the unquestioned leader of this team. It starts with you. You won the MVP. Congratulations. But you did absolutely nothing to help your cause when it comes to the perception that surrounds you when it comes to the NBA postseason. Great regular season player. Postseason, leaves too much to be desired. That's why right now I'm sitting here, I'm laughing internally I'm not surprised by the move as much as people may think. The only thing that I'm surprised by is that it took 48 hours. I'm genuinely surprised that it took 2 days for the Philadelphia 76ers and Daryl Morey to realize we got to make a change. Because frankly, that pink slip would have been first thing Monday morning. Hey, good morning, Doc Rivers. Can you come in the office, please? Hey, good morning. What's going on, man? Yeah, thank you for everything. It's been great, but we're going to go in a different direction. You're fired. Next! That really should have been Monday morning's conversation, not 48 hours. Well, we don't like making decisions in the heat of battle, or we don't like to make decisions anymore. It's not even about emotions. Your goal is to win a championship, correct? Something that the Sixers haven't done since 1983, correct? So, am I supposed to sit here and feel bad that you didn't make the decision anytime sooner? Because again, I'm like, how the hell did Doc Rivers ride on the same charter plane back to Philadelphia after Game 7's loss on Sunday? How? I don't know. To me, it's comical at this point. If you got thoughts you want to share on this, you can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which, as I was talking about earlier in the segment, this was the news that broke yesterday that got my attention, not because I felt bad for the guy, but it's like, dude, you are what you are. And as the great Bill Parcells would say, you are what your record says that you are. 6-10 in game sevens. The question becomes now, what next? Is this it for Doc Rivers? Is he going to get another coaching opportunity? I'm sure that he will. I'm hopeful that he will. But you got to look at that playoff record and the record in game sevens with a side eye and say, yeesh, man. That record looking ugly. That's what you got to do. So, with all of that being said, it is time to hit a music break as we are going to get ready for hour number two of the show here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Coming up next, hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show. Don't go anywhere. We're here with you live until 11 a.m. Eastern. Here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hour number two, coming up next.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it, let's live it up. And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.